Another day at the Dfinity office, and I'm sitting here with my good friend and colleague, Arthur. And Arthur right now probably has as busy of a travel schedule as I do. He's our director of communications, and he's just all over the place right now, running meetups, getting people excited about Dfinity, and also explaining what Dfinity is and what we're doing. And so I thought this was a good moment to sit down and talk a bit about how to successfully run a community, run a meetup, how you get these events all set up, how you get people excited. And probably also it's exciting to just talk about what you think Dfinity is again, because I feel, at least for myself, I learn all the time, and my perception of what Dfinity is and how people are going to perceive it changes over time a bit. So I think it's interesting to talk about that again. So without further ado, Arthur, where have you been the last 3 weeks?
Geez, good question. So right, we're in Palo Alto now. Before this, I was in Germany, Netherlands, Rotterdam, Hague, and Amsterdam. Prior to that, I was in London at the ISO TC307, the Blockchain Standardization Committee. Yeah. So it's been a busy few weeks.
Why do you travel so much?
Well, you've got to be on the road. You've got to actually meet people in person. Half the time, identifying the best people or the people who will actually help you achieve something is actually just going out there and talking to them in person. Often if you give people a chance to do something or to show their dedication or their interest or how keen they are to get involved, you'll find that quickly the talkers get separated from the doers. And I mean, some people are just absolutely astounding in what they are able to achieve and what they're prepared to achieve or prepared to do.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. I feel that even though we all live in this highly technological world and we all travel a bunch, we all work decentralized, I feel there's so much value in face-to-face meeting. Even though we can interact with our community and chat and be on Slack and email and all these tools all day, meeting face-to-face is so important. Having dinner together or just discussing something, being able to sit here on this table and just talk without glitches and without delay, is extremely valuable. What were your highlights from the last few weeks?
Oh, well, going out in Amsterdam wasn't too shabby. I just had such a good time in the Netherlands. Just really amazing people. Great event in Rotterdam that was just organized over the course of about 24 hours by some really keen community members.
Wow.
And it was a really great event. So everyone there was super keen to learn, really great kind of interaction with the audience for the talk, which is always really good. It makes it better for everyone. And had a great event in The Hague. Berlin, it's funny, so much stuff happens. I spent a bunch of time at the Web3 Foundation offices, which was really interesting because that's a really, amazing outfit. And personally, I've always tried to meet absolutely everyone who's anyone in blockchain. Mm-hmm. And I've done a pretty good job over the years, but I've never met Jutta Steiner, who is who leads the Web3 Foundation. And so even though it's just this kind of casual, I casually gotten into it, it's that's one more person off the list.
So if someone would like us to help organize an event, if someone is really passionate about the community and the Dfinity interest that they see in a certain place, what is kind of their way to reach out to you and how can they help you?
Well, first thing is, if you're really keen and you're doing anything anywhere and you know you've got a bunch of interested people around you, or even if you don't, if you're just keen, email me at arthur@dfinity.org. That's A-R-T-H-U-R at dfinity.org. And the first thing to do is just look at other meetups in the space around covalent subjects. So one of the easiest ways to put on a really successful event is to just talk to a contact, say one of the Ethereum community kind of meetups, and just run something through there, get a bit of interest, and that's kind of, I've found that a really great way to start a community or to launch a community is to take these pre-existing communities, show them that what you've got is something really interesting, relevant to them. And I mean, we have a whole bunch of other covalent interests or other covalent relevant subjects. But certainly the Ethereum community seems to be the most receptive. I come from the Ethereum community, so it's a place where I feel where I feel at home. And then once you've run an event or engaged with a bunch of these people, then the next thing is to just start your own meetup and actually start developing your own content and presentations about Definity, because at the end of the day, it's an open subject for anyone to discuss and create content about. This isn't something that we monopolize as a brand. Ultimately, this will be an open network. I'm certainly really open to helping anyone out there develop, say, slides or presentations, or helping them communicate some of the particular technical parts of Definity in any way that I can.
What is something that recently got you very excited about the blockchain space as a whole? I know you've been very fascinated with the Web3 Foundation. What are some things that maybe you've recently seen, some projects or some initiatives you really liked?
So there are two things right now that have totally captured my attention. One is non-blockchain. It's Secure Scuttlebutt, which is this subjective append-only ledger. Definity and Secure Scuttlebutt guys, they're friends. You know, we're friends, but and Definity is helping with some funding for Secure Scuttlebutt. Secure Scuttlebutt is developed by a totally distributed community. It's like, you know, Siemens slang for gossip. And it's a secure social network that, or an open social network that's totally distributed or totally decentralized. It's very similar to Bitcoin, in that Bitcoin was just a piece of software that someone released onto the internet, right? And then people started running it and it worked. Secure Scuttlebutt is exactly the same, only it's a social network. That's super interesting to me. Also, I think there's something kind of deep there about identity that I haven't really figured out yet, but it seems meaningful and really significant. Another thing is just trying to figure out what is actually going to happen with blockchain, because tons of people, open blockchain, so tons of people have these like elaborate kind of ideas that they're all very attached to. Network effects are kind of really complex, and people talk about them like they're just very simple, like, well, network effects, but actually they're really complex to understand. I think what's happening now, and I'm trying to figure out how exactly this will emerge, we're seeing the development of a whole bunch of low layer or kind of absolute base layer protocol blockchains, right? And, you know, take your pick, you can be totally agnostic. I really like the way that Ethereum is developing. I think there's, finally, we might actually see this this amazing work kind of produce the scale that we were looking for. And all these other things like plasma chains, and I saw Counterfactual just released their paper about their state channels, so that's super interesting. But then at the same time, Definity's developing all this cool stuff. We're seeing the uptake of WebAssembly. Martin Beasy has already developed the eWASM transpiler that plugs into WebAssembly, right, and can convert EVM bytecode to WebAssembly. So suddenly we see all of these cool tools being developed that actually have this common language, and that is WebAssembly bytecode. I have a feeling that a layer is going to be built above all blockchains that allow software, or you know, allow a piece of software to interact with all of them seamlessly. And this talk about the commodification of the protocol layer, it's been going on for a long time. I never really understood it, but now that I see that, say, a Ethereum transaction is materially different to a Definity transaction. They're complementary products, if you choose to see them as products, which I do, they're not substitutes, right? Like, we know, you know, Definity is aiming for malleability. It's aiming to be a rapidly iterating protocol that has this on-chain governance. There are a lot of reasons why people don't like the idea of on-chain governance that are perfectly valid. And because Ethereum's not choosing to go that way, because they're focusing on this immutability, and in general, 100-year design horizon, I see like a massive differentiation between Ethereum gas, right, who's the abstraction of write and compute, and Definity gas. And then, of course, there's a ton of other options. But the fact that they could all be accessed through this common layer, this which is WebAssembly bytecode, or this common language, which is WebAssembly bytecode, I think a layer is going to emerge that is going to give us the ability to access all these chains kind of simultaneously. And that is really exciting. The idea that you don't have to pick a chain, that you would actually run on all kind of blockchains or choose the exact tool for the job, that's
kind of like a cloud of all blockchains.
Exactly. And it's funny because we've talked often about how Definity's competitor are the incumbents. Definity's competitors are, say, Amazon Web Services or Microsoft Azure. I see personally, and this may not be the party line, that what we have is an emergence of a complementary product. As we see this unfold, of course, you know, hosting as a service is going to explode in popularity. I think last year, Amazon Web Services only captured $17 billion in revenue compared to HP Enterprise, which captured almost $30 billion. So there's, and they have about a quarter of the market, you know. So there's still $120 billion of server sales that can kind of be captured. I mean, these are kind of fuzzy numbers, but that can be captured by services like Amazon Web Services. You know, we're very early in this this hosting as a service, and now with kind of Definity hosting as a commodity or infrastructure as a commodity kind of movement. And I think it's going to be extremely interesting to see how it unfolds, especially with this intermediary layer that gives us the ability to use multiple blockchains seamlessly, however that happens to
us. You mentioned that Scuttlebutt is kind of C-man's slang, right?
Yeah.
Which reminded me of your background, which is something I think is super interesting for people watching to understand a bit where you're coming from, because you, I think I kind of have somewhat of a linear trajectory into blockchain space, because I did tech for the past few years in startups. But tell us about how you got into the blockchain space and what you did before.
Right, okay, so for my friends...
So you're...
right, yeah, so yeah, and it's not the only one. All my friends are going to laugh because, like, you know, they've heard this story a million times, right? Because in a past life, I was a lobster fisherman. I got into blockchain in 2013, Bitcoin, in earnest, because I decided that I'd had enough of lobster fishing. What am I doing with my 20s on a, like, frozen rock in the Atlantic, which was this island, Little Cranberry Island in Maine. And so I moved to Melbourne, and there was a labour grant there. I wanted to be a builder, or, you know, just work as a builder. And so I spent just a whole year sitting on the couch, spending my fishing money, and learning about Bitcoin. And I literally, it was 18 months before I met another person who knew what Bitcoin was.
Wow.
And yeah, crazy stuff. That was actually at a conference called Bitcoin South in Queenstown, New Zealand, that I had to hitchhike back from. That was in 2014. I started work as an arborist, actually, in Wellington then. And
wait, you did?
Yeah, so I worked as an arborist as well. That was my other thing, right? Well, it's like any job, right? You know? Yeah, those are good days. I miss that. There's nothing like a chainsaw, you know?
Cool. A man with many faces. Thanks a lot for your time and your insights. And I'm sure we'll see much more of you on this channel. I'm excited for everything that the Definity future will bring. So many challenges, but also so many rewarding moments, and I'm just grateful for the team. Thanks for being here, and till next time.
Take it easy.